Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, did you think round one of the draft was a bit crap? Well, Raw might be better.
A major AEW injury update.
AEW is no longer available on two international broadcasting platforms. It's a slow news day, I'm sorry.
And Gunther shoots on pre-Triple H WWE. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
All right, let's kick this one off by talking about the draft a little bit. So night one or round one, whatever you want to call it. I guess you can't really call it round one because it had multiple rounds. But
yes.
But the first part of it took place on SmackDown and then there were some supplemental picks afterwards. The overwhelming reaction to that was, hey, nobody changed brands online, or at least what I read on various platforms. And such, there was two NXT call-ups, right?
Yes.
Free if you include Big Banter, Baron Corbin. Keanu James and Carmelo Hayes. And then there was an additional four wrestlers who moved brands. That was literally it. It was quite quiet. And if you're wondering about that, well, Fightful Select published a report stating that there will be more wrestlers jumping ship tonight. So there are going to be more call-ups and there are going to be more wrestlers shifting brands, or at least that's what the plans called for. There's some little bits and pieces here on, like, specific picks that were made over the weekend. One noted that the decision to draft the Wolf Dogs, Baron Corbin and Braun Breaker, to different brands.
Oh.
Corbin's gone to SmackDown, Breaker's gone to Raw. That was because WWE believes Braun Breaker can be a major single star. And on top of this, Corbin is understood to be getting a renewed look on SmackDown.
Ooh.
He's been out of main event scenes since 2022, pretty much. Remember the Big Dog feud? That was something. Obviously, that was before that, but still. So he seems to be getting a refreshed direction coming out of this as well. So you've got a bunch of other people who are still available tonight. Your CM Punks,
yeah.
Gunther, Jade Cargill, Kevin Owens, The New Day, a bunch of other people. There'll be some picks on the show tonight. There'll be some supplemental picks afterwards.
Uh-huh.
And then the rosters lock on May 6th, which would be next week's episode of Raw. That's when everything locks, although it's a soft split these days, so it's not really locked. It's more like tied up a little bit. And if you want to come in, you can just undo the knot, loosen it up a little bit. But there you go, big draft plans tonight, it seems. Yes?
Yeah, I missed all this, to be honest. I had a weekend just down back home with the
just
family.
Just didn't watch it. Just didn't
and
watch it.
And it was nice to just be away from all the discourse for a bit. I didn't ever really have that much of a problem with the draft. Like, you got Melo on SmackDown properly, and he got a big introduction. The big draft pick was the most important one. Nia Jax went to SmackDown. She'd kick an ass. I did like the fact that
she got number one.
I did like the fact that both GMs were like, oh, I don't want the bloodline, especially if I don't get Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
I wasn't that surprised by it. I thought that tonight was going to be the big moves. When you saw the draft pools or whatever they're called, like, I didn't want a shock. Seth Rollins moves to SmackDown because, well, he misses his champion on Raw, and that was very much old regime stuff. I would have liked, some more jumping between brands, but hey, Bron Breakers on Monday Night Raw, we'll talk a little bit about him when we get to the Twitter questions. But yeah, I sense the headline stuff's going to come out tonight.
Yeah, I thought it was a really mid-boring start, to be honest. But also, it's like the first half, so you can't really judge the whole until you've seen everything.
Plus,
so.
Yeah, it's also just generally sometimes a bit of admin. Like, you're going to have to draft, for example, Bianca Belair, but you don't really want her to move brands.
Yeah.
So people, I think, assume the draft is always like, oh, are they going to steal so-and-so from so-and-so? Sometimes just like, we don't lose Bianca Belair. We don't want to lose Seth Rollins on Monday Night Raw or whatever, or Jey Uso.
Which admittedly doesn't make for the best TV.
Yeah, and in kayfabe, I suppose Raw were like, well, we can't lose Jey Uso. He could be world champion next week.
Yeah, there you go. Actually, that would be a bit dumb, wouldn't it? Like, yeah, oh, wait, SmackDown drafted him and now he's got our belt.
Yeah.
That would be a bit silly. Although very funny, admittedly.
Yeah.
So, hey.
Just all the champs on SmackDown and Raw's like, like,
where'd everybody go? What happened?
Put the main event of speed on here, I suppose, or something.
It's Ricochet, the champion.
Hey.
There you go. Let us know what you would do with the rest of the draft in the comments below. Did you like the first round, the first night?
Or was our draft better?
Ours was better.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Gee whiz, my neck hurts, man.
We're just old now.
Yeah.
We've got a neck brace in the office.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Oh, well, strap it up. I'll compare the wrestling promotion to Harvey Weinstein. Jesus.
Yeah, that happened over the weekend. Stay out of that discussion as well.
News happens in pro wrestling.
Oh, boy.
Apart from today, apparently.
But that, speaking of AEW, we should bring a bit of an update on a couple of injuries. Not good news, unfortunately, actually, as I talk about that. Julia Hart obviously dropped the title to Willow Nightingale, the TBS title at AEW Dynasty. She'd already been suffering with injuries prior to that. And then in the weeks leading up, you probably heard and understood why her match went like 6 minutes with Willow Nightingale, because she suffered another injury. Early indications were that Julia would require surgery, although specifics on what it is aren't known. Not planned for AEW TV for the foreseeable future. Some more bad news as well coming about Powerhouse Hobbs. In a weird way, I was really hoping that it was just a bit of a crap storyline development, that they'd kayfabed an injury to Powerhouse Hobbs in his match with John Moxley for the IWGP Heavyweight title. Unfortunately, that's not the case. Fightful Select, again, confirming an injury as reported by Brian Alvarez of Wrestling Observer. It is a significant injury. Hobbs isn't expected back anytime soon, which does make sense. Watching that the end of that match, you're like, uh-oh, this boy's in trouble, which is a real shame because we love Powerhouse Hobbs. He's got real potential.
Yeah, it's bad. A knee problem or whatever, if it's a serious knee injury, that can obviously have quite a detrimental impact on somebody's career. So I hope that both of them get the treatment, Julia and Hobbs, get whatever treatment is required and make speedy recoveries. Yeah, it just stinks. Julia had that kind of ambiguous segment after her loss with Brody King, where it was like, it's time to rebuild. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the exact verbiage, but it was like, you know, of that nature, like a fresh start, whatever, whatever. So you'd imagine she'll come back and they'll have some kind of creative direction.
Unless it's all this big swerve and she's the one from the House of Black to challenge Adam Copeland on Wednesday.
She beats his ass.
Surprise, motherfucker! Sorry.
Taps him out in 30 seconds.
Sorry, Ryan.
I didn't even notice the swear. But yeah, but Hobbs sucks.
Like, yeah.
I was really looking forward to that match, and the finish and all that stuff kind of made it underwhelm a little bit for me, which is a shame.
Wasn't the big thing people were talking about after Dynamite, I suppose.
But now you know why he's hurt. Yeah, exactly. Good old Tony. Keeps us talking about stuff, doesn't he?
He's had quite the week, hasn't he?
He certainly has. Gets a pile driver on Wednesday, talks mad crap over the weekend.
Took a pile driver on Wednesday, wore a brace on Thursday.
Compared to Harvey Weinstein on Friday. Yeah, what a week it's been. But yeah, best wishes to both of them. I love both of them. I've loved Powerhouse Hobbs from the moment I first laid eyes on him. When he was just Will Hobbs on Dark, just doing jobs for people. Yeah. So love that dude.
A great, if awful, story about him as well. I really hope they do big things with him when he comes back.
Yeah, I hope he heals up nice and quick.
Give him a title. Go on, you got loads.
Give me the belt and I'll beat everybody.
Yeah, I'll beat everybody.
Yeah, give him the Hardcore Holly run. Why not? Sure.
And Craig David is All Elite, just to clarify, just to tie that one off.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
Okay, next story. Craig David is All Elite. Mm. There you go, flash the graphic up. So AEW is no longer available on two international broadcasting platforms. This emerged a bit misleadingly. Stephen Mühlhausen, who's a former writer for DAZN, tweeted yesterday, a couple of hours before his second tweet, "Scoop! DAZN and AEW had a 3-year deal, with DAZN having the right to drop them after their first year. DAZN exercised that option that ended the deal on New Year's Eve. The reason that DAZN dropped AEW was because, except for All In, the pay-per-view numbers were below expectations, and outside of like a few early Collision episodes, the audiences weren't where they were." So Steve Mühlhausen dropped this.
I sense that Twitter would react completely normally to this.
Of course. The less discerning online commentariat had a field day. And then he waited a couple of hours later, after fully knowing what he'd done.
Yeah.
And tweeted, by the way, "Want to make this perfectly clear. To me, it wasn't AEW's fault that the deal wasn't renewed. I ran the wrestling and social side for DAZN. AEW bent over backwards when I asked for interviews and liners from talent to promote their TV shows and pay-per-views. DAZN never gave wrestling even 5% of the budget given to boxing and MMA, which to me was a shame, as wrestling had a real shot at DAZN. But besides me and the news team, it never got the opportunity it deserved." So basically, it got cancelled because there was no PR behind it. There was no promotion behind it. DAZN offered AEW programming and pay-per-views in a bunch of international markets, including such gigantic nations as Svalbard, Moldova, and basically a bunch of European and Asian countries here, Czech Republic, Denmark, Finland, Greece, Kazakhstan, Slovenia, Tajikistan, bunch of different places.
Yeah.
Another deal has also elapsed for AEW, Televisa, Univision. Which was previously worth about $150,000 annually. It had run since last July. Saw AEW stream on VIX in Mexico, plus some additional countries in Latin America and the Caribbean.
Yeah, both work.
Yeah, I'll just say them both. Tick both box, both pronunciations. One for the UK people, one for the Americans.
Dynasty.
That elapsed, believed to be on the 13th of March, according to the HTML code of the announcement, because the announcement doesn't have a date on it. This is another one of those stories where it's not a massive deal whatsoever, but it got conflated as one, so it's good to kind of come on here and go, no, here's the full context.
Yeah, full disclosure, I had no idea that AEW was on DAZN.
Neither did I.
I just assumed DAZN was pretty much 100% boxing, which sort of rings true with how they promote it.
Well, you wouldn't be able to watch it unless you moved to the Jan Mayan Islands. So
that sounds nice.
Where's that? I'm going to find that. That sounds nice.
Yeah.
Anyway.
See what the weather's like there. I guarantee it's better than here right now.
Let's have a look. It's on Svalbard. Right, okay.
Okay.
That's way up north.
I had a geography at A-level. I have no idea where half these places are.
Yeah, we're stupid. Yeah. That's why. We're dumb.
But there's
Denmark, heard of that one?
I've heard of that one. I've been to Denmark. I've been to Copenhagen. It's lovely.
Nice. I've never been.
Oh, honestly, it's well worth it.
Would like to go.
Christiania, quite the place.
Oh, I've heard.
Right, let's move on and talk rapidly.
It's where it's where Lucifer hangs out.
Indeed. And his legumes.
He loves a lentil, that boy, doesn't he?
Let's talk about Gunther. He's the best. Moving on. He's had his say chatting to Gorilla Position, basically about the current state of WWE.
Michael Hanflett's favourite podcast, Gorilla Position.
Indeed.
Don't know why you're laughing, it is.
He's talked about, after hours, of course, current state of WWE and, well, what it used to be like under the old regime. I'll just read what Gunther says. I'm not going to do a voice.
Good!
I don't think I can do Gunther. I probably could.
We've already offended Svalbard.
Yes,
so.
Sorry.
There's a lady, Cecilia, who lives on Svalbard, who does like a weekly blog, like living in the most remote place on Earth. You should watch it. It's really good.
Oh, wow.
On YouTube. We watch it every Sunday.
I'm going to check this out now.
It's really fascinating, like, because it's such a unique place.
Yeah.
And it's so spaced out, and it's like, they go out for a walk with a dog, and they got to watch out for polar bears and stuff. Like, it's one of those places that, because of where it is, like, in the world, because of how far north it is, like half the year's just dark, and then half of it's just bright.
No, thank you.
That would kick my ass.
No, thank you.
But yeah, shout out to Svalbard, yeah. Anyway, sorry.
Sorry, Gunther on Gorilla Pishing said, I don't know, it was one of the reasons why for a long time I didn't want to go to the US. The product before Triple H was not what I enjoyed. Not the only one. I just didn't want to be part of that. I am who I am, and that's what I can do best. A big part of that is I need to have my time in the ring and have that time to put on the matches I can put on. That chance would not have been there under the old regime with Triple H. He always saw that in me. He always had a vision. Always had that vision for me. I got lucky that a lot of things in my career took place at the right time. It was a little bit of a leap of faith when I first made the move over. Everything worked out in the end. I've got to agree with him 100%. I mean, Gunther is Gunther because he does Gunther things on television. Yeah. And the perfect personification comparing the two regimes is his 666-day reign as Intercontinental Champion compared to being the first person eliminated at Survivor Series in about 10 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm a very successful European wrestler and I'm doing work that is creatively fulfilling and critically acclaimed and allows me to live at home, essentially, and it's 2019, and I'm turning on my television, and I see Eric Rowan's spider, and I see Bobby Lashley's sisters. And
what
I
a see, year it was.
Yeah, and I see the Eric Rowan doppelganger, and I see all these things, Roman Reigns getting covered in dog food. I'm turning on the TV, and I'm turning it off again, and going, you know what? I'm good. And so, yeah, like, you don't get that level of crappery anymore, so I totally get his stance.
It is weird, like, we used to get questions on the news about Gunther going to the main roster, and all we say is, well, A, like you say, why would he want to do that? And B, he doesn't seem like he'd ever want to leave home. He's just happy, yeah, popping over and doing NXT UK or whatever. And prior to that, he worked for us. He was great doing loads of indie promotions. We did. Doing loads of indie promotions and what have you. But now, it feels weird to think about WWE without him in it, and he's going to be one of the top picks in the draft.
So, yeah, exactly.
But he's right. It all worked out in the end.
Exactly. Like, you don't... Triple H doesn't have to be your favourite booker of all time to recognise that a push like the one that Gunther has had on the main roster could not have happened under the crazy old billionaire. Oof. So, there you go.
God forbid what would have happened to him if he'd still been there. Oh, I mean, he sort of was, but you know
he'd have
I mean.
Been the dancing Austrian...
in a yodel. That's what he'd done.
Rapid Vienna
fan.
Because
it worked so well for Cesaro back in the day, of course. Jesus. Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah, he'd have thought he was Swiss, wouldn't he? He'd have been like, you're from Geneva, pal.
Yeah. Your flag's red and white, right? That's basically Switzerland, so... Anyway, let's move on and talk about your Twitter questions.
Bad times.
Yeah. At What Culture WWE on X. Of course, you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Alabama Slim. We mentioned about Bron Breakker and Baron Corbin sadly being split in the draft. Alabama Slim saying, did WWE drop the ball by not putting the Wolf Dogs on SmackDown and have them chase after Eitan, Dan, and that? Those four gentlemen combined cutting promos on each other sounds like comedy gold and potentially awesome matches as well. Yeah, a little bit disappointed in that.
I think it could have been a good run, but at the same time, you now have the opportunity to just, like, Corbin will go and do Corbin things, I'm sure. Like, he's always very effective, Baron Corbin. That's the thing. Like, he's really good at just making you root against him. Mm-hmm. But he has kind of reinvented himself with the Wolf Dog. So, yeah, it is kind of a shame. But at the same time, you can now just push Braun as a really cool single star.
Exactly.
Like, the squash he had this week was absolutely sensational. I'm a huge squash match advocate, and he's really good at them.
So. Cedric Alexander did make him, look class on SmackDown.
I will say, if you're going to push him as a single star, man, listen, I'm aware they're a punching bag at the moment, but you can't be using that bloody music. That what on earth have they done there? Like, it's the rock equivalent, as in the genre, the rock equivalent of elevator music.
Yes.
A lot of it just dun 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 dun. It's rubbish.
Yeah.
Like, there's no character to it. There's no personality. He comes out and you're like, oh, shoosh, it's Chad Gable. like that meme.
Just spend a bit of money on, like, good songs.
Like, if you can't make really good ones in-house, buy some.
Yes.
You're richer than God.
There's lots of music out there that's really good.
Yeah, music. Good.
Yeah. Just on Spotify. That'll
do. There you go. Oh, we landed on Taylor Swift. Well, she's coming to WWE face Io Sky anyway.
Indeed.
Go. Is that still happening?
Yeah, I believe so. This is in the works.
Steve Fall, get in touch. That was fun.
We love Steve Fall here at What Culture. Yeah, I was a little bit disappointed the Wolf Dogs aren't still together, and I thought they could be a great foil for A-Town Down Under and quickly take the tag titles off them. But at the same time, I do like A-Town Down Under just being annoying little gits who keep holding on to those bloody SmackDown titles. And Bron being on Raw makes it a lot more likely that he wins a world title in the next 12 months, because it feels like the World Heavyweight Championship is viable for him, whereas it's like between, you know, like Cody, The Rock and Roman Reigns. And as much as I love Bron Breakker, he isn't breaking into that echelon of people just yet. Yeah. So he would just have been a valiant challenge for Cody Rhodes, and that's more of a position for an AJ Styles, of course, coming up at Backlash this weekend. But I'm excited to see what they do with Baron Corbin as well on SmackDown, because we love him, having previously thought, in the last few years, I've really changed my opinion on him.
Yeah, having previously accused that man of being a ketchup stick guy, fully retracted.
Hey, when they're next in the UK, if you want to all go out for steak, Bazza, we're right here.
Bazza. Big Baron's big Bazza. Bad banter boss.
We had a pint with him at Mania one year. Oh. Very random. We just ended up in the bar with all the wrestlers. And I was like, what the hell's going on here? And then Miller starts chatting to Baron Corbin about, you know, not having hair or something. I don't know. Anyway, Eddie Zamari says, hello, boys. Let's do a mock draft between WWE and AEW. Don't worry, not going to do the whole roster.
You've got 5 hours.
Two male singles wrestlers, two female singles wrestlers, two tag teams to swap.
What are we doing? Are we doing people who'd be better fits in the other company, or just who are you grabbing?
Just doing mad bollocks.
All right, all right, MJF to WWE. Why not?
Get well soon, by the way, to Maxwell.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, like, it's one of those where, yeah, do you want to, is this like people that's not being utilised right now, or...
I have no idea.
The first pick, if I'm AEW, is Nia Jax, because she's the best person on the entire roster.
Yeah, and then probably someone who could really add a lot to their product, like a Bryan Danielson level signing in terms of like how they can elevate the main events in The Miz.
Who on earth can stop the Elite now? They're running roughshod. They've got Okada, they've got Jungle Boy, they've got the tag team champions, the Young Bucks. There's only one group, one faction that can stop them, and that's the family.
Oh, Jesus.
Imagine Tony D.
I would resign. I would.
You know who else needs to go, though? From
to WWE.
From AEW to WWE.
WWE.
See how viable these are.
Adam Copeland.
Love to see him. What would he look like? I can't imagine.
Unfathomable.
Lance Archer.
All right.
He'd be great. I know he's done stuff before, obviously. Let's try and find people that haven't worked for WWE before.
Let's see what we can get.
It's becoming harder and harder recently.
Vance Archer is not coming back. Angelo Parker, he's already been there.
I pull out Matt Menard now.
Cool hand. Who was that?
Big Bill.
Big Bill!
At least he doesn't have to sit on the fucking learning tree.
Yeah, you get away from that crap, Boosh.
And genuinely, if you were going to actually take a tag team and put them in AEW...
Anna Jay, there you go.
Axiom and Nathan Fraser would look amazing on there.
They'd tear up.
The Grizzly Young Veterans would have been a group I'd have picked a while back. They should have gone over the Acclaimed on Collision, in my opinion.
Hey, the Usos, so we can finally get that match for the Young Bucks.
There you go.
And shut people up.
Found the person who should have dethroned Gunther at WrestleMania. Not Sami Zayn, not Chad Gable. Luther!
Imagine that. Comes down to his little...
I remember that.
Yeah. Did he have a little eyeball in his head or something?
It feels like it does. He did.
Remember my side? Gosh,
about to say.
Poor guy.
That bump he took was like Tony Khan taking a punch in the stomach, looking back. Matt Sydal trying to flip off the top rope.
Oh man, what a week.
If I'm ever down, I'm just going to watch not about him getting attacked, just the way he sells it. I'm just going to watch Tony Khan getting punched in the stomach.
It was fun TV.
But I would not be surprised, despite the dreadful rating that they did last week, I would not be surprised if AEW did a million this week, because I am counting the days till Dynamite to see how they deal with this, because they've said like he's off the road but he's booking, but then like they were like, well, what if things happen on the show and he's not there? I don't know. I want to see Shad Khan
if
in action.
If there's an authority figure coming out of this, I will not be happy. But we'll see. We'll see.
What if Shad Khan though?
Oh, well, now you've pulled my leg.
Final question today comes from Hector Garcia, the third. Cheers, Hector, for your question as always. Good day all. Any ideas when you'll be putting the live show from Underground Arts up on the channel?
I don't know, actually.
Great question. I don't actually have an answer for you, despite the fact I selected this question.
Yeah,
but I just wanted to talk about it because I was looking through the photos that we got taken. I've forgotten the guy's name now for my
Sean. Shouts to Sean.
He took some amazing pictures. I'll show my mum and dad over the weekend. It's the first time I've been home since WrestleMania. The show itself, thank you again. I know we banged on about it for months, but genuinely thank you to everyone who came. And hopefully off the back of it, because we sold out, we're going to be able to do more for more events that we go to. And yeah, who's in charge of putting it up? Phil?
Phil.
Is he going to edit out the thing or no?
He better not edit out the thing.
So can we tell him the thing? Then
no,
he has to leave it.
It's a spoiler.
Okay.
It's like a big selling point.
Yes, you need to watch it for how can I put this? Unplanned moment from the live show.
The best wrestling move of the year.
It could have gone really badly. But looking back, and because everything's okay, it's probably one of the highlights of WrestleMania weekend for me.
It's largely my fault as well.
So. I'm
Phil.
Fascinated to know how it is your fault, but we'll talk afterwards.
I told him to do it, and he did it.
You and everyone else, you started it, granted, but then...
Yeah, he could have executed a bit better, to be fair.
We'll not say any more, but yeah, hope we're working on it. I assume it's just a case of making us look, you know, good. So they're just... But yeah, there was a live Y that...
I think that it's the podcast section not already up on
Maybe.
The podcast channel? Podcast guy.
That's Nicholas. I just turn up and press buttons on the soundboard, mate. But yeah, we did a podcast section. We did a quiz. No spoilers on who wins that one. It is, what was it, Team Bald versus the Dudley Boys?
Yes, it was.
That is the clash of the titans right there.
The Hollywood Balds against the idiots with hair.
And a Q&A, a live Y. It was really, really good fun. And yeah, hopefully more to come with that sort of thing. Because genuinely, it was... As much as it was one of the best WrestleManias I've ever been to, that is right up there with The Rock coming out for me. It was just such fun, wasn't it?
Oh, it's good.
I want to be back in Philly. I want a cheesesteak, man.
If you want to be back in Philly too, check out this video that probably has nothing to do with Philly.
Huh?
It's the best for viewer.
But you can eat a cheesesteak whilst you watch it. So
if you don't like it, it's the algorithm's fault. You see the Deonna Purrazzo thing when she went like this? It's the best thing ever.
Oh, no, is that a thing?
Best thing ever. Bye!
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.